Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Just in these first few words, there's so much information when he says, "For I received of the Lord, which I was also delivered to you." Literally, the Lord taught me this, and I've taught this now to you. Now, here's what he said. That the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. I have a note here about the same night in which he was betrayed. Although Jesus didn't die because of the betrayal, stay with me, Jesus didn't die because of the betrayal. Matter of fact, Jesus Christ didn't die because of the trials, the kangaroo court. He didn't die because of the crucifixion. He freely gave his life. He had by necessity, he had to shed his blood. The purpose of the crucifixion. Matter of fact, let me go back a little bit. That's why a few times you read about where the Pharisees wanted to stone him or throw him off the cliff. Remember that? Where a couple times he kind of went through their midst, the middle of them, and where'd he go? You know, they were going to kill him then. It wasn't the time. He had to shed his blood on Calvary. So anyway, I'm just saying crucifixion didn't kill him. He's God, very God. You get the point? He said, "It's finished. Into thy hands I commend my spirit." He freely gave his life. So when it talks about the betrayal, from the betrayal, it did not. He didn't die because of betrayal. Rather, it began a series of events which led to Christ's suffering and his crucifixion. It began there. Then he said, he took bread. The night before the crucifixion, Jesus ate with his disciples the Passover supper. And I want to read it. Let me just read it. Turn me to Matthew chapter number 26. I had a couple of passages I want to read, but time, I see, is already going to get away from me. In verse 17. Okay. Matthew 26, 17. Now, the first day of the feast of the unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus and said unto him, "Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover?" So get the picture. They're going to observe the Passover. And they used unleavened bread. And we're going to get to that in just a minute. It wasn't leavened bread. It was unleavened bread. And by the way, you know that unleavened is a picture of sinlessness. Okay? Leaven is a picture of sin. But anyway, we'll get to that in a minute. And you see the instruction about going into the city and tell that fella, "We need a room," and you know the rest of the story. Okay, look in verse number 21. As they did eat, let's go to verse number 20. Now when evening was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, the Passover, not the Lord's Supper, the Passover, Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you that one of you shall betray me." And they were exceeding sorrowful, and they began every one of them saying unto him, "Lord, is it I? Is it I?" And he answered and said, matter of fact, if you read all the Gospels, the full story is somebody finally, John never said that. Is it I? Because John knew he wasn't doing it. And they told John, because John's sitting next to Jesus, the disciples said, "John, you asked him, who's going to betray you? One of us is going to betray him?" And this is when Jesus said, "He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, that same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born." Then Judas, which betrayed him. Why did it say which betrayed him? He'd already made a deal with the priest. Remember, was it 30 pieces of silver? With 30 pieces of silver. He'd already made that deal. He'd already sold him out, okay? And he knew what was going to take place. He said, "Master, is it I?" And he had said unto them, "Thou hast said." Now, the story goes on in Matthew chapter number 25. And they were going to read this in chapter number 26, in verse number 26. But something happened between verse number 25 and 26 that you don't get the full story. You go to the book of John and read that one. His explanation of the Passover and just for the Lord's Supper. When this took place, when Jesus said, "Thou hast said," then he said, "What thou doest, doest quickly." The book of John said that Judas got up immediately. The word immediately means immediately. He didn't hang around. They're observing the Lord's Supper. You get the picture. I mean, they're observing the Passover. Judas did not observe the Lord's Supper. When Jesus broke this bread that we're about to read, the Lord's Supper, okay, Judas left out. Matter of fact, you read about the apostle thought that Judas was going to help the poor, because remember he had the money bags? Y'all remember that? That's that. Yeah, he was the treasurer. Boy, you better watch those church treasurers. Shouldn't have said that. We got some great people here. But Judas was the church treasurer, so to speak. And so when he got up, the disciples said, well, he must be going to go buy some bread or something, not thinking what Jesus just said. But anyway, it's interesting. By the way, isn't it amazing? The preacher says something and it just goes right over your head. When Jesus says something, it goes right over your head. Okay, so Judas was not there when Jesus partook of the Lord's Supper. Jesus had left. So we get to verse number 26. And as they were eating the Passover, Judas has left. Jesus took the bread and blessed it, and he broke it. He gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. Now, for this is my blood of the New Testament, for which is shed for many for the remission of sin." And I'm going to use this verse tonight when we observe the Lord's Supper. "But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth this," what's the next phrase? "Fruit of the vine." What is fruit of the vine? It's grape juice. Tonight we'll be drinking grape juice. We will not be drinking wine, fermented wine. Yeah, I know some people, I know some good people, even people in our work. I ain't going to say no more. Okay. But they actually use real wine. Reason we use grape juice, and by the way, it's real grape juice, has no sugar in it. You know, it's the real stuff, you know. Anyway, Doug used to make it themselves when they were in Romania. Doug had where he lived, they had a vineyard there just out of Otapin. I still remember that vineyard. And we helped with a little bit. It was one of those good old days. Those were the days, my friend. We thought they never end. Anyway, he had a vineyard there, and he would take grapes, or Diana, I don't know who did this. I think Diana did most of it. But anyway, she cooked unleavened bread. Didn't she fix unleavened bread? Okay, they literally would take the grapes off the vine, and they would smash them with their feet. They didn't do that. That's what they used to do. They didn't do that. But anyway, no, they would make the Lord's Supper. They would smash the grapes for the grape juice, and then Diana would make the unleavened bread. And that's what fruit of the vine is, literally grape juice, okay? But here's what, "Until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom," and I can't wait for that day. Can you imagine observing the Lord's Supper with the Lord himself? Preacher, you're crazy. And I've said it all along, I may be a nut, but I'm on the right bolt, okay? We're going to be observing with Jesus at the head of the day. Ever how this is going to work? He's going to be at the head, and we're going to observe the Lord's Supper with him. We're never going to forget what Jesus did for us on Calvary.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.